If you live by the remote, you die by the remote. You may have seen the commercial where a man is shown watching television, remote control in hand, as his wife enters the room. When he asks what's for dinner, she begins a lengthy monologue on this little dress she's been wanting. The exasperated husband aims the remote at his wife, pushes the fast-forward button, and suddenly she speeds up. He keeps the button pressed until finally he hears, "Turkey pot pie!" The commercial ends with the woman holding the remote. Her husband is sneaking out the back door, golf clubs in hand, when she points the remote at him. She pushes the button to change his channel, and suddenly, much to his surprise, he puts his clubs down and starts doing laundry. We laugh at this commercial because it reflects a deep fantasy for us all, getting other people to do what we want, when we want, the way we want. Like the Adam Sandler character in the recent movie Click, we often cherish the thought of having a remote control, sending automated commands toward our coworkers, our spouse, and especially our kids. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Push a button, any button. Go to bed without arguing. Do your homework. Quit hitting your sister. Take no for an answer. Become a well-adjusted, self-directed adult. Here's the problem. When it comes to relationships, you can only hold one remote control at a time. When you grab for someone else's remote, you automatically give him or her access to your own. Don't believe me? What happens when you tell your daughter to pick up after herself and she says no? All she has to do is exert her own choice, a choice not to obey your command, and everything changes. Now she has begun pushing your buttons. Now you're locked in a button-pushing contest. Maybe you get louder or more intimidating. Maybe she gets more belligerent, more defiant. Very common. Not very productive. If you live by the remote, you die by the remote. If you come to rely on your ability to control others, you are destined for frustration and misery. All they have to do is say no, and you are beside yourself. You are out of control, because you're trying to control something you have no business controlling. What does it mean to be in charge? Being in charge as a scream-free parent is a fundamental shift in your objective as a parent. To truly be in charge means having the power to create lasting and continued growth, not just exerting power or demanding obedience. It means inspiring your children to motivate themselves. I'll say that again. To be in charge as a parent means inspiring your children to motivate themselves. This makes for a radical shift, a shift from controlling your kids' behavior to influencing their decisions. Your goal is not to control, your goal is to influence. Remember, you are not responsible for your child's responses. You want to continually hold up and respect their ability to make choices, even choices you disagree with. Unless they're free to make their own choices, they cannot learn the connection between choices and consequences. We'll talk more about this later, but for now, focus on the paradigm shift you have to make. You should not be in the business of forcing compliance at all costs. That kind of parenting only works over the short term and sows the seeds for long-term disaster. We may not like to hear that, but it's true. When we try to force our children to comply with our sometimes unreasonable demands, we turn parenting into warfare. We even use warfare terminology. You've got to pick your battles. I'd like parents to eliminate that phrase from their rhetoric, because language has an amazing ability to frame interactions. If I think of my interactions with my children as a series of battles, I cannot help but go into the situation expecting a fight. In his book, Raising Children You Can Live With, family therapist Jamie Razor says this: parenting is not a series of techniques or manipulations designed to gain control over another human being. It is a special kind of a relationship between a parent and a child. Later in the same book, Razor says, children can draw parents into interactions that become us, the children, against them, authority figures, not us against the realistic and logical consequences of rules. Us against them becomes a war. Getting tougher can win battles, but it may also teach that winning is the most important goal, and that force and power are the ways to win. Children then learn that, with enough power, they can also win, and that this is how the world operates. If they feel they are losing, they simply apply more power. This battle can seem endless, and that's because it is. There are no victors in relationship battles, just more casualties. When you need your children to comply for your sake, you're creating a power-based exchange that asks them to be the caretakers of your emotional state.